Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the founder and the author and the publisher and the editor and the janitor over at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion and a guy who definitely knows where the any key is. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. You just got back from Iowa, and I know your arms are tired, but thanks for flying back. The Iowa straw poll was held right after the GOP debate was held a couple of days later, and you were there for the whole thing, weren't you?
I was. I got to sit in the hall for the debate, which is the first time I've done that since the debate between Dan Quayle and Lloyd Benson. And that was the debate where, remember, Benson said to Quayle, "You're no Jack Kennedy."
Right.
You know, Kennedy's a friend of mine. You're no Jack
that
Kennedy.
That was pretty mean. Quayle had
and if you look at the video of it, you can see that Benson was just lying in wait. They had planned that out.
Right.
But the interesting thing about that, Jim, is that's the last time there has been a large press section inside the hall for one of these debates. Now they all sit outside in these gigantic tents and watch them on about 500 TVs. And the reason is that inside the hall that night, the press corps thought that Quayle had done well enough. He hadn't thrown up on his shoes. Mm-hmm. He seemed to know his stuff. You know, Benson got in a good line, but they were all writing that, you know, that Quayle probably did okay. And in Quayle's suite after that, he said that, you know, as far as he was concerned, that was the last big hurdle for him. He passed and he felt pretty good about it. But on TV, it looked dreadful.
Right.
And so reporters figured out that they can't sit in the hall. They need to watch it on TV like everybody else.
Right. In the small box, in the aperture. I mean,
yeah,
the aspect ratio of a television, not the grand scheme. So we had the debate, and you know, a lot of people disagree on who won the debate. But we've now had the straw poll. Now the straw poll. Some people might not know what a straw poll means. Why does Iowa have a straw poll? Why should we care?
Well, Iowa has a straw poll because it's the principal fundraising event for the Republican Party of Iowa every 4 years, and to a great extent for Iowa State University, where the event's held. They pay them a huge fee to hold it there. But this goes back to the argument, Jim, about why does Iowa and New Hampshire have such a big impact on these races. And the reasoning is, I think, over time, that if we started in Florida, let's say, somebody like Michelle Bachmann could never get a toehold. It's just too big, too expensive. The distances are too long. There's too many people. But the other side of it is, if you can't organize Iowa or New Hampshire, then you're probably not going to make it through this thing. So what the Iowa straw poll does, it's non-binding. Nobody you know, signs up to vote again for the same person in the caucuses in late January, early February, whenever they end up being. But what it does do, it rarely picks a winner, but it always tends to pick some losers, and that's what happened this weekend.
So it's a winning process. And it is, and as you say, in Iowa and New Hampshire, it is retail politics, right?
Yeah. You go cornfield to cornfield and living room to living room, depending upon the state. But and that's what those folks, you know, they've learned to expect that. I mean, they don't, if you can't show up in the coffee shop in Clear Lake, Iowa, then they're not voting for you.
So the results were that Michelle Bachmann won. Who came in second?
Ron Paul, and not by very much. He only came in second by 152 votes, so that was, we didn't know it was neck and neck, but it was neck and neck. And then in third place was Tim Pawlenty, but he was a distant third.
So Ron Paul almost beat Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so these are two very conservative people, and Ron Paul's not even a Republican. He's a libertarian.
I think Ron Paul believes that stop signs are infringement in our Constitution.
Yeah, he's mad at stop signs. So were you surprised that Michelle won?
No. No, because I remember this was not all the players were playing. Romney was on the ballot, but he hadn't really competed.
He'd given up on. He says I don't do straw polls.
Yeah, and that's probably pretty smart. This is perfect for somebody like Ron Paul, whose support is about 2 yards wide and 5 miles deep.
Right.
And you can find, you know, you just got to find 5,000 people. You know, get them on a bus, get them to Ames, Iowa,
right.
Vote them, and take them home.
So Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Bachmann was first. Paul
right.
was second, and Pawlenty was third, but he's out. The other guys are now beyond also rans, and so we're left with an interesting little trio here, folks. Michelle Bachmann, who won Iowa, Perry, the governor of Texas, just got in, and
he's 48 hours old,
and then Romney, who wasn't even part of the straw poll. Those are the three everybody's talking about. When we come back, we're going to talk about them and what are their chances and which ones should we expect to go further. After these messages, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.